Scottish officials released Libyan Abdel Basset Almegrahi from prison 17 months ago on compassionate grounds, saying he suffered from prostate cancer and had less than 3 months to live. The decision to release the only man convicted of the bombing of an American airliner over Lockerbie, Scotland in 1988 was controversial, prompting protests in Britain and the United States. A majority of the 270 victims were American. British Prime Minister David Cameron commissioned a review of government documents related to the case. The report concluded, in part, the then-British government had facilitated the appeal made by the Libyans to have Megrahi released under a prisoner transfer agreement or on compassionate grounds. Mr. Cameron quoted from some of the newly released documents while addressing the British Parliament.
One of the Foreign Office papers released today makes plain that, and I quote, facilitating direct contact between the Libyans and the Scottish executive is a key part of our game plan on Megrahi. Another Foreign Office paper from January 2009 says, and I quote, we now need to go further and work actively but discreetly to ensure that Megrahi is transferred back to Libya under the PTA or, failing that, released on compassionate grounds.
The report concluded that there was no direct pressure by the British government on Scotland to release Megrahi, and Mr. Cameron said it also dispelled rumours the British oil company BP was involved. At the time, BP was negotiating an offshore oil deal with Libya worth more than $600 million.
Those who think there was some sort of conspiracy cooked up between BP, the British government and the Scots to release Megrahi, that's not right. It was a Scottish decision by the Scottish government, in my view, mistaken.
Mr. Cameron was not Prime Minister when the decision was made. Then the Labour Party ran the government. Its present leader, Ed Miliband, called the report serious and thorough and emphasised it exonerated the previous government.
The report makes clear that there is no evidence that, and I quote, UK interests played a part in Mr. Megrahi's release by the Scottish government on compassionate grounds.
He added that the report said the government took great effort not to communicate its view to the Scottish government.
So the message of today's report is that Mr. Megrahi's release was not influenced by the UK government.
But Mr. Cameron says while the government did not directly pressure Scottish officials, it also did not make its role in facilitating the Libyan request clear. Almegrahi is still alive and living in Tripoli. Jennifer Glass for VOA News, London.